And even the smallest amount that grows belongs to the Malakaki is makpid. You should have cut it down right away. If he said, whenever you want, cut it down. I'm not in a rush. Even if a lot of olives grew, still he should be able to keep it. Look, El Namil of Alazaitim. So my says, let's read the case is the Yomale Stama. He said, Stam, I'm selling you my olive tree. So Pachas Mervias Lakafti Inshi. If only a small amount of olives grew, the owner is not Makfid, he's Mechlet. Revias, but once enough olives grew to have Revias of the oil, then Kafti Inshi, then people are Makfid. Therefore we say Achleku. Omer Shim Ben Pazi. Or Revias, showing up that says Revias over here, Chutzman I saw. It means that fluid in the I saw. Like it costs money to be Maitzit. Rashi says to squeeze it or to cut them off. So it means after you pay for the Demei Haitzor, then if there's still a revias of oil left over, then we say Achleiku. Then it says the Mishnah, Shotaf no Zaytav. Omaru l'omar ashlokish. Lo ishonu v'al shenekru b'gushayim. It means when the river came, it uprooted your tree with a stump, with the dirt around it. So therefore, it's not like a new planting now, it's no din orla. It's a continuation from before. And also l'yachas sholosh. It's some of the tree grew already 3 years, it's not a parasha of orla.
And like Rashi says, it means after 3 years that the river already uprooted it. She'ilu, Rashi says, not to metchilo, balakarka blev yishayim, kvayot sashem achal orlo. But since even if the owner of the land would have planted it, now after 3 years it wouldn't be a din orlo. So then is the halacha that the Mishnah says yachleiku. But we'll soon see. Avo b'teich sholish, but during the first 3 years, in other words, the river uprooted this olive tree and planted in somebody else's field during the first 3 years, then hakil shel bal hazeitim. All of the olives go to the bal hazeitim, to the one of the owner of the tree. Why? The omele, he has a right to say to the owner of the property, iyat notato b'teich sholosh, if you would have planted it within these 3 years, mehevi yachalta, could you eat anything? In other words, the first 3 years, it's orlo. Therefore, the only reason why you could eat from it is because it was my tree that was growing before, and when it was uprooted with the dirt, so it's not called a new planting, therefore it's mutter now. But as far as you're going, the new Baal HaKarka, you cannot eat it for the first 3 years. So that's what the Mishnah says, Yachleiko, it's only after it's growing already 3 years in the new property. So Mer says, no, let the owner of the karka say back, Iyano natoi liyachar sholosh av yachin alei kula. Listen, if I would have planted this tree, then after 3 years I would eat the whole thing. The whole thing would be mine. Hashta now, kochalta palga badoi, but now lemaisi, you're eating half with me. Therefore, the owner should have a right to start taking half right away, even the first year, as soon as the tree came into his property. He can't wait to live to 3 years. So the Gemara says, true. El rather kiyosi rovin, when rovin came, omer resh lokish, you said over the name of resh lokish, said Loishonu, when does our Mishnah say Yachleiku El Shenekru Bugushayim? True, when the tree was uprooted, the dirt around the tree was also uprooted with it. So therefore it could live that way. So when it goes into somebody else's karka, it's not called a new planting. There's no din orla on it. Uvater Sholish, and we've been talking about during the first 3 years, and it's right away, the din is whatever grows off this tree, the Mishnah says Yachleiku. Avul Yachas Sholish. But after the tree is growing 3 years already in the new property, then whatever comes out of the tree, all of it goes to the balakarka. Why? The omele, because the owner of the karka could say to the balakazetim, the owner of the tree, listen, if I would have planted this tree new, after 3 years, wouldn't have I been able to eat the whole tree? So now that your tree came into my property, after 3 years, then I have a right to eat the whole thing. So the Gemara says back, no, let the owner of the tree say back, if you would have planted your own tree right now, you can't eat from it for the first 3 years, hashta, but now that's my tree, like you're saying right away, during the first 3 years, we say, so you're gaining from the deal. So after 3 years, you have no right to take the whole thing. It should still be Yachleiku. So the Gemara says back, no, Mishum Diyomale, because the owner of the land could say back to the owner of the tree, Iyano Natoi, if I would have planted a new tree right now, Hevi Katini, it would be a small one, not like the big tree you have. Vizarana Tuchu Sayu Silka Viyarko, I would have been able to plant it underneath it, midrama, and some on the side of it, right near it. Other vegetables, sukkah, beets, piyaka vegetables. But now that you have your big tree there, I can't plant, so I'm losing out right now. So therefore, it's diet's enough to say the first 3 years that if it would have been mine alone to be Urla, I have to divide it with you. That we say Yachleku. But after 3 years, then the owner of the cock has the right to say it's all mine, and he keeps everything. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding my daf kuf aleph from an aleph. You're on 10 lines down. Tony will learn like this. Omar haloi, zeisai ani noitel. If the one that has the tree says, listen, I want to take it out. So locher is, ain't shame aloi, we don't listen to him. But here the case is where the nohor came and uprooted your olive tree and a plant in somebody else's field. So it says, locher, if you come back and tell him you want to take it out, say, ain't shame aloi, we don't listen to him. My time, and what's the reason? Like it's not nice to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if the tree is growing already, you have no right now to come and uproot it. Yes, the Gemara says on this, for such a locha, you need to have a chiddush like Rabbi Yochanan to teach it to us. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't explain this to us, I want to say this by myself. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there. We learned that Rabbi Yehuda Goymer, HaMekabel Sedei Avoysov Min Anochri. If you are Mekabel, that means Rashi says Lamachta. It means you take over to work on the field, that half what grows you have to give back to the owner, and half what grows you can keep. That's the deal you made, you're working. So you are Mekabel to work on the field, Sedei Avoysov Min Anochri. So the question what it means. You farthest field from the guy. So we'll see what this means. The half meaner is, it means it's a goyish field. That the goy owns this field. So the locher is now, you the Jew, when you're working on it, maiser, you have to take off maiser from all that grows. Finoisenloi. And then you have to give back to the goy half of the profit. Like that was the Kabbalah here, that half to you and half to him. So that's what Rashi says, maiser means tchila. Kol ha-tfua. All the tfua that grows, you have to first take off maiser. V'yachakach noisen alonochri. Chalkoi. And then you give to the guy his half. V'nimtza ma'isa mishaloi al shenochri amasid. You have to take off ma'isa from your share to give it to the guy, and you're losing out. So we'll have to see why, what kind of the corner of this, how come you have to take off ma'isa from the share that you're going to give the guy? So rule, we thought like this. The half meaning was, my sodei avoysof. What does it mean to say this field? The father's field. The Av Minu is the means Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about that a guy owns the land in Eretz Yisrael. Via my korolo Sedei Avoysov. Why is this field called a Sedei Avoysov? It's not your father's field. The Teretz is because it means Sedei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. It means a field in Eretz Yisrael like the field of our fathers Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Ukisover, and he also holds that ain kinyan l'nochri v'eretz Yisrael lehafkia miyad meiser. That the fact the guy owns the field means nothing. The kinyan of a guy is not strong enough to take off the kedusha. So the meiser, this is a field in Eretz Yisrael. So what grows on this field is mechuyev and trumas meiseris. So a Jew cannot eat from this produce until he takes off trumas meiseris first. So that's why the locher is he has to take off meiser. And also we hold a makabil kechoy kedami. When you're a makabel, when you accept to work on this field, for half, it's like you're renting it. So, machoike, just like when you rent the field, and you have to pay a certain amount. Bein ovad u bein lay ovad. Boi yisurei. Now, rent means whether the field has produce, or whether it doesn't. You have to pay. Therefore, it's called you're paying from your own pocket. Therefore, you have to take off maisa first. Therefore, boi yisurei u meitin lay. And you have to give him then the guy after you took off Maisa. Why? It's like you're paying up your own chayv. So therefore, like you're paying rent. But whatever grows out of this field, like really belongs to you. Just you have to pay the guy rent. So it's called you're paying v'chayvosoi. So therefore, when you pay up v'chayvosoi, you have to take off trumas and Maisa first. You're not allowed to pay up with tevil. So that's if you're renting. So here we hold, af mekabel nami ki parei chavosadami. Mekabel is not just renting. Mekabel means you accept to work on this field and you'll split the profit. So you only have to split like if there's profit. So one way to look at it is, what grows, half of it belongs to you. The other half is the guys, so maybe you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisers. That's the Chiddush know, that he holds Mekabel is also Kechai Kedami. It's also called like a paying up Yechayv. Therefore, Maiser v'noisem loy. Therefore, that's the din, that first you have to take off Maiser, and then you pay up Yechayv with the Chulin, and not with the Tevel. Oh, Malay Rav Kahn and Rav Papi, the Amri Lon, some say, the Rav Zvid, if so Elohot, the Tanya, that's what we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, ha Mekabel, Sadei Avoisov, if you Mekabel, the field. From your father, Hamakabel stay a voice of me matzik nochri from a guy that matzik means on Nomnus Rashi says he grabs away field, he steals fields. So Pashta means here it was your father's field that the guy took it away. So the locher is now meiser. If you're a makabel, you're taken over to work on this field and you have to give 50% of the profit to the guy. So it says clearly meiser, you have to first take off meiser for nois and loy. And then you could pay him his share. So the chura ma'iri matik. What do you have to say? Dafka case here, because the guy steals the fields. He's a matik. Afilu ein matik. Even if the guy did not steal the field off a Jew, even if the guy owned the field, nami. You just told me before that if a Jew works on a goyish field, since there's ein kinyan laskia mi ma'isem, you're mechuyev to take off ma'isem first. So why dafka only here? Because it's a matik. So Moshe says elo the pshat is like this. Eloyalam really Yesh Kinyla Nochri Bierat Yisrael Lihavkiya Miyad Meiser. Really, like Midi Raisa, if a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, this produce is potter from Trumas and Meisers. Because a guy has a Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to take away the Kedusha. Therefore, what grows in a Goyish field is potter from Trumas and Meisers. And also, Umakabil Lav Kechoy Kedami, that a Mekabel, if you accept to work on the field, half the profit is yours, half is the owner, you're not called Kechoy Kedami. You're not called like you're paying off Yechayv. Really, it's just called you're letting the guy have half of his crap, half of his share. So really, you should be potter from Trumas and Maisers. If so, Umay Sadeya Voisov, what does it mean to say here the case of the guy had a soda from your father? It means Sasada Avoice of Mamish. It means that this field first belonged to your father. It belonged to a Jew. It belonged to your father. And the guy was a matzah, came and took it away from your father. He stole it from your father. Therefore, when you go down now to work on this field, Oladidei, to you, the son, who the Kansu Rabbonin? The Rabbonin made a special kenas that you have to take off Trumas and Maisris before you give him his share. Why? The Aydi de Chavivi Olei. Since that to you is very chaviv, since to you this property now is very dear, because it once belonged to your father, is v'ozel mekabolo, and you'll accept to work on this field, even though it means you're going to have to take off Trumas and Maisris from the goy share. Avolinish di'alma, other people, loy, other people, if they would go to work on this field, the Rabbanim would not make this kenas. Because really, midiraisa we old yesh kin liyakum, and therefore it's not mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisris. Only to the original son. The son, him, will soon see why the Rabbanim made Gzeira. Now the Gemara explains, Uludidei, even to the son, my time of Kansu Rabbanim, why did the Rabbanim make this kenas that you can't use it before you take off Trumas and Maisras? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Shetei Boro B'yodoi. That the Rabbanim wanted you to go and buy the field back from the guy. The Rabbanim wanted that you should have this field again. And you'll have a time for it. So therefore, the Rabbanim made a kenas to you that you can't work on it unless you're going to give off Trumas and Maisras. So it's going to be expensive to you. So if you're going to start thinking it's worth it for you already to buy the field off the guy. So that's why Rabbanim made this knas. Rashi says, Kidei shetehei bora biyodoi, sheyachzor v'yikenenu. We want you, the son, to go and buy this field back. Mitoch sheyikshol of a Maisr. Since it's going to be a big bother upon you to always take off a Maisr. You go and pay out the money and get rid of the guy. So that's why the Rabbanim made this kenas that you, the son, have to take off Meiser when you pay back the guy's hit, his share. And this Amar Rabbi Yirmiyo Kegoyin Do Tzricha Rabba. To say such a thing like this, you need a big chiddush. It's not so posh. It's a chiddush to say this type of a kenas. Itma, we learn like this. If Reuven goes down to Shimon's field, Vinota, and he plants something there, he plants a tree there. Vinota Rashi says he learned it, he plants a tree. Shalei Brishus, Reuven went down to Shimon's field, and without asking Shimon, he planted a tree there. So what's the locha? Omar Rav says, shamim loy, like we see how much it's value, how much it's worth it, to give it to the one that planted. But the yod al techtoina, he should know he loses out. That means Rashi says, im hashvach yeser al hoitso, if the tree is worth more now than the hoitso, how much you paid to plant it, yesh lo hoitso, all you receive back is just the money that the tree costs you, not how much it's worth now. But v'im hoitso yeser al hashvach, let's say you spend a lot of money to do this, and it's only worth half of it, sein lo yele shvach, you only get back how much the shvach, how much it's worth right now. That's called yod al tachtoina. That's what Rav says. Ushmul ama oimdim kamodem roitzalitain besod dezulu noito. Shmuel says, no, you have to pay the person like a regular worker. We have to see how much you would have paid a worker to do this, and that's how much you have to pay him. So the Gemara says, I'm a rapop of leipligas no machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Even though they say different things, I'll tell you, kan besod huasuyelita. That's what Shmuel's talking about. If this is a field that's oimid, you're supposed to plant there, so then whoever planted it for you did you a favor. You would do it yourself. So therefore you have to pay him like a regular worker. Kan Rav's halacha is besod deshena suyelita. It's not a field that you were going to plant there. So therefore you had no permission, the owner doesn't like it, therefore it's yod al tachtoina, you get the less. Now the Gemara says, behod the Rav, Rav's halacha, la beferish itma. We didn't learn a beferish, ela meklol itma, it was only from a klal. So what the Yehud was the case, the Yosla came with the Rav, a man went in front of Rav, omalei zil shumle, like somebody went to plant something on somebody else's property, so they came down in front of Rav, so Rav said, yes, zil shumle, see how much it's worth, I'm paying for it. Omalei loy bina, the owner said, no, I don't want it. Omalei zil shumle, she still said, so what, see how much it's worth, like we had before, and you have to pay him the yod al techtoina, either the shvach or else the yitzi, you have to pay him. But the yod al techtoina, omalei, the owner said, loy bina, I don't want to pay him that much either. The owner didn't want to pay at all. The Rashi says, any chofetz ben tiyos, I saw the love in Isali. This field was not meant to plant, I don't want to plant on it. So what happened was, l'saif at the end, chazio de godro v'komatolo. At the end, the Rav saw the way the owner of the field put a fence around, and he was watching it. In other words, omalei, the Rav said to him, golas adaitcha, you're showing us now in your mind, and your intentions are, denichalucho, that you're happy with what happened. You're happy with this tree here, you want to keep it. His soul, zil shumle, you have to know, evaluate how much it's worth in paying for it. And v'yodal el yoyna, like Shmuel said before, and now it's like a soder ho asu yelito, therefore you have to pay him exactly how much shvach, yodal el yoyna, the way it's worth right now, the way you pay a regular worker, that's how much you have to pay him. It might learn like this, ha yoyre the toy churba say shachaveroi. If somebody goes down to the churba, I mean you had a broken down house, somebody goes down there, ubono, and he builds it up. Shalai v'shusa, he didn't ask you permission, and he went and built up your broken down house. The omaloi, now the one that built says, eitza v'yavoni aninoita, listen, I want to take back my stones and my wood. Listen, I built by you. I want to take it back now, or else pay me for it. So, Rav Nachman omar, shremim loy. We listen to him. And you have to pay him how much